Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
So when you bring your kids out trick-or-treating in 2 weeks, make sure you bring an ID, too, because this is happening in Virginia. It'll probably happen around here somewhere because one of these backwards towns will take over this. They'll take this law. It's Hot 96.9, by the way. Get a crew. Hello. Good morning. What's up? We love you. Yeah. Okay. So in Virginia, there's a town called Chesapeake where if you're out on Halloween trick-or-treating and you are over the age of 12,
okay,
you can get arrested. And found guilty of a misdemeanor.
That's ridiculous. That is awful.
Over the age. You can only trick or treat until 12, Pebbles.
There are a lot of people that actually feel that way.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm like,
one of those people.
I don't care if you're 25. You come to my door, you can have some candy.
It's like, I look at it like this. 13 is like, put it like this. I'd make it nice and easy. Once you are a freshman in high school, you should no longer be trick-or-treating. You should be going to like some party or something like that, a Halloween. If you're a freshman in high school and you're still trick-or-treating, listen, there's something wrong
with you. Please, I want to go now. Are you kidding me?
Well, if you're an adult, you're trick-or-treating.
I would love to.
You are definitely a diddler.
I would.
So, Pebs, you're saying that a grown-ass
I don't care. You show up at my door.
Right.
You can have some candy.
You give me candy, Pebbles?
Yes, I absolutely would.
Thank
Melissa.
You, Pebbles.
So
you
it's the spirit of the holiday.
You don't find
I don't.
A grown adult.
No question you're going to ask me. No,
walking
I don't care.
To your house in full costume with no kids and asking for candy. You don't find that to be strange. I'm
it's
calling
different,
911.
But I don't care. You're getting. You can have candy.
Even if they.
And Pebbles gives out good
yeah,
candy
so
too.
So even if they're not wearing like an intricate, like if they got one of those like crappy plastic masks on, like if it's like an intricate
like
costume, it's one thing. But if they have if they put no effort. I had one time a bunch of. They rolled. Here's my thing. And I gave them candy, but I did have a talk with them. They rolled up to my house in a car. I'm like, you shouldn't be. If you can drive, you shouldn't be. But they rolled up. They had a little. Like I think they just came from a game because they had little like eye black under their eyes and they were like trick or treat and I'm like I looked at them, I said guys I'm like come on man I'm gonna give you candy but next time you come through you better put more of an effort because I ain't gonna give you nothing next time.
Wow, people are always complaining. Oh, kids grow up too fast. Then let them get some candy. You're telling me a 16-year-old doesn't want candy like a 12-year-old?
Yeah, he could go to the 7-Eleven and buy candy.
Oh my god!
He wants.
I want free candy.
Let kids live.
That's it.
Melissa's got a Puma sweatsuit on and a Trump mask.
Wake up!
It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.